It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, I don't really grasp a lot of the things that are going on in the country, particularly those things that are seeking to take away our freedoms. So today, a very special edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. It's Freedom Friday, where we defend the rights that the Constitution and the Founding Fathers gave us. Mike Huckabee up first. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Maybe I should quit now while I've still got people on my side.
I'll be a lot easier on you than Jim Acosta from CNN.
That is part of a promo that the TBN network has been airing this week, because that man right there, who happens to be with us every Friday, is Governor Mike Huckabee, and he's got a very special guest joining him, the outgoing press secretary for the President of the United States. Governor, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you, Kevin. Always good to get to a Friday, especially this weekend. We're going to have a really special guest on my TBN show, an exclusive with someone that, I tell you, I had to pull some strings to get this interview. It was tough, but I finally got through to the right people, and a lady named Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be on my show.
Well, you're only half kidding about how hard it is to book Sarah. I've known you and Sarah for, what, 24 years? And
yeah,
we've submitted, I think it's like 35 different requests to get her on my show. And she has yet to do the show. So I know that there's at least a little bit of skill in getting it done, Gov. So maybe when she's out of office, you can teach me what that was. But anyway, well, congratulations on that.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, I just, on behalf of a grateful watching public, she may be the greatest press secretary that's ever held the job. And I say that with zero bias included. I've watched every one of them, and I see many of them even after they leave the position. And I still think that she just had this way of being unflappable in light of some of the worst behaving human beings. I mean, you've joked about it a lot. It's like herding a room full of 3-year-olds, basically, is what the press corps is like. And she did it with such grace. And, you know, in my favorite moment, that one year for Thanksgiving, that she didn't allow anybody to ask a question until they said something they were thankful for. I was like, yes, this is the way it's supposed to be.
Well, I'm really proud of her. It's been a tough job. I think most of the press corps in that White House sort of cabal really respect her, and she respects them. There are a handful of them in that group that are just vile and hateful, and they made it all about themselves rather than about their job, which is to cover the actual news, not to make editorial opinions and to jump in front of cameras and grab microphones away from interns.
Right.
I know you can't imagine who I might be speaking about.
It might have been in that sound clip we played.
You know, and Sarah's been in that really untenable position where people who love the president love her, but who hate the president, they hate her. And it's not just that they don't like her, they hate her. And the vile, vicious things people have said and even attempted to do to her, it's unprecedented for a press secretary to take that kind of incoming.
And I think that's where she just shone all the more. Like, I think the average people knew that it was unfair and ugly and putrid, and yet they were like, wow. Wow, look at her. And I think she, you know, if my little Charlotte grows up to emulate someone like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you have done the world a great service, Governor, by everything that you and Mrs. Huckabee put into her, because it's obviously developed a character that runs deep, and that's really good. Well, okay, tomorrow night then on on TBN, 8 and 11, and then again on Sunday nights, 8 and 11, and Huckabee today, and she will be the featured guest of One Governor Mike Huckabee. Let me quickly get to some other stuff today, Governor. The president had a plan ready to go. We were going to go take out some refineries or some installations of some sort and called it off. Your reaction to what we learned this morning about the president's reaction to Iran?
Well, the problem is none of us know what he knows. We don't have the intelligence briefing sitting in front of us, nor the advisors in a situation room saying, here are the pros and the cons. I do know the president ran on the idea, let's not get ourselves into another war. He also ran with a clear indication that if you mess with America, you're not going to get away with it. I think this is a Gordian knot for him. What do we do in response to Iran? Do we hit them in some surgical strike? But does that escalate this into an untenable war that involves basically everybody in the entire globe, especially those in the Middle East? I don't think the president wants to go there. And frankly, I don't think any American wants to get into that.
Right.
But at the same time, you can't just look the other way and say, I didn't see that. I don't think anything happened there.
Yeah.
But the Iranians are crazy people, Kevin. The one thing we have to be careful of is, unlike some countries who, if they strike us to see what we do, we strike them back and they say, wow, that hurt. I won't do that again. The Iranians are willing to blow themselves up all for their religious zealotry. And that's something we just don't have the option of toying with, not knowing where this goes.
Was on a conference call with Senator Lindsey Graham last week, and he said, you know, Rocket Man is crazy, but he's not going to take over the world. And Putin's a thug, but he's not going to take over the world. But the people in Iran are jihadist Nazis. That was the word that Senator Graham used. And he said their ambition is to take over the world. And he said that's why they present a different problem than some of the others that we're dealing with right now.
I think he's exactly right, and they're not rational. We've seen this throughout the time since 1979 when they staged the revolutionary coup against the Shah. They've not done things like other nations do. They're the world-leading sponsor of terrorism. They fund Hezbollah. They fund terrorist groups all over the world. They've invested themselves in building the IEDs that have blown up American soldiers. So we've got so many different tentacles of Iran that are existing all around the world. The one thing that we have done that's really hurt them is to put the sanctions on them. We've dried up their oil market. We've hurt them severely economically.
Right.
Is that enough? Do we continue to push them economically and hopefully the people of that country get sick of it and they stage a revolution and get these hideous leaders off their backs? I think that's the big question.
Yeah. Well, much more to see as the days go by. Hey, real quickly, event went down in Orlando this week. And they had, I don't know, 70,000 people show up, of which the Orlando Sentinel claimed the room was partially empty. Obviously, nobody from the Orlando Sentinel went to the event. And then he raised $25 million in 24 hours following. Now, Governor, you ran against him in 16 and he didn't spend any money. How formidable is he going to be raising four times the amount of Joe Biden in the first 24 hours after their announcements?
I think people underestimate how this campaign is shaping up. There's never been a candidate in the Republican Party who has had the kind of fundraising success in such a short period of time. No Republican candidate has ever drawn crowds, not only in terms of size, but level of enthusiasm. And he does this day after day, week after week. I mean, this is a phenomenon. It is not just like a one-time big rally where Obama comes out among the columns. When Obama announced for re-election, he had half the crowd that President Trump has had. And Obama was virtually worshipped by people in the Democratic Party. This is a force. And those people who say he can't be re-elected, I hope they continue to say that because they're going to be just as wrong as they were in 2016.
Well, Governor, I also want us to look at where the zip codes are that these huge monster rallies are taking place. Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Florida. I mean, kind of consequential states that these, you know, huge monstrous crowds are coming to.
Well, no question. And these are states he has to win in order to be reelected. But they're the states where the support is still strong. And the president has enjoyed a level of consistent loyalty from those people who elected him.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who voted for him. Some of them would like for him to maybe have a different tone from time to time or not tweet so much. But everybody has kind of come to the place saying, he is who he is. He's going to do what he's going to do. We're not going to change him on some of those attributes of his personality. But the point is, he's getting the job done that we sent him to do. He is challenging the unfair trade deals. He's bringing unemployment.
Yeah, that stuff is baked in. And I think that from that level, I think the that factor's already been figured. Anyway, congratulations, Governor. We'll talk to you again soon. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Partly sunny skies, 78 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side is in effect. Problems in the Bronx, an accident on the Throgs Neck Expressway south, but at Randall Avenue has three lanes out. Here's a stall on the Cross Bronx westbound at the George, so a solid hour on the Cross Bronx westbound to the outbound George. And on Staten Island, a crash on the Staten Island Expressway westbound at Slauson Avenue. At least one lane is out. Delays from the Verrazano Bridge. Inbound George, about 20 for the upper, 10 at the lower. We've got a Yankees game tonight, don't forget. The Lincoln is 20 in, 30 out. Inbound Holland, 10 from either approach. The outbound Holland, 45 minutes. Delays in New Jersey, 287 south and into exit 53 in Riverdale with a crash. Here we go on the Parkway southbound. Sorry, on and off delays, 163 to 123. Then it's busy from the Asbury Tolls right down to exit 82 at Toms River. Delays on the thruway northbound from 8 in White Plains to 14A for the Garden State Parkway. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is astonished by Joe Biden.
Can you fathom how desperate you have to be as a presidential candidate who sees your front-running status kind of evaporating? It's like sand through his fingers. And he literally said, when I'm president, we'll cure cancer.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I was on the way back from the Trump rally in Orlando and flying on the airplane. And I'm telling you, I'm a germaphobe, and it's starting to come out in really, really bad, unhealthy ways. Like, I'm starting to, like, pay attention to when I feel a gust of wind after someone coughs behind my neck. It creeps me out. It's such a good feeling, though, to know that I've got a Durasan handy wipe in the pocket of my trousers, because when I then go sit down to eat, I don't have to worry about having any of those germs stick around. In fact, I just pull that out, sanitize my hands, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans conditions, protects the skin. It's alcohol-free. They make it to come in bottles, wipes, foamers, and sprays. I love those wipes. They're so handy with the kids, too, out in public. They're perfect for everyday use. Durasan also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA-approved and environmentally safe, just like the hand sanitizer. So if you're out and about and you want to make sure that you're nice and clean and tidy, but you don't want to use those alcohol-based disinfectants because, to be candid for you, they're just not good for you, then get Durasan. And in fact, take off 20% on me. Kevin McCullough, I negotiated with him. I said, hey, Joe, can you give them a discount of 20% if they just mentioned Kevin McCullough? He said, sure. Kevin McCullough Radio, Kevin McCullough, you just use a good old KMC. They're going to give you 20% off when you mention it at Durasan. Durasan.com or 844-D-U-R-I-S-A-N. Durasan, 844-387-4726. That's 844-387-4726.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised, because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car. Meet Dr. Gil Lederman, New York's only Harvard-trained, triple-board-certified radiation oncologist, who brings you the latest cancer treatment news from world-renowned cancer experts delving into special cases. It's the Radio Surgery Show, Sunday nights from 7 to 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
We've dubbed the month of June Defending Freedom Month, and it is really important, friends, that we understand what those actions do. The fact that we're asking everyday people to send $100 to get involved and to be part of the fight is really, really what's going to keep the opportunity for us to defend these freedoms in the days going forward possible. And that's why Alliance Defending Freedom and Kevin McCullough and those of us that have been in this conversation for the last couple of months are so insistent. We need to make a difference, and we need to do that now. I'm going to give you a phone number at the end of my segment, and I want you to take that action. Actually, I have it right here. It's 800-569-1559. And if you haven't yet given a gift, a $100 gift will help preserve not only your freedoms, but the freedoms of your children and grandchildren in the days to come. David Kortman is back with us. He's the Senior Counsel and Vice President of U.S. Litigation. That sounds like a very big, important job, David Kortman. Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me again. Good to be with you.
So let me ask a couple of things. The last time that we spoke, we talked about the psychotherapist case that's going forward here in New York City. Give us a quick update on what that case is and why it's important.
Yeah, it's really remarkable because it's another example of government overreach. I mean, now you're talking about the city of New York passing a law that interferes with the patient-counselor relationship. We know people all across the country go to counselors for various reasons and struggling with things. And New York City has now had the gall to reach into that relationship and dictate what counselors, those of faith and not, can and cannot say. And so this basically law puts a person in a particular situation where they can only give one viewpoint. So, for example, if someone's struggling with unwanted attractions or they have questions about gender, it makes it illegal, up to a $10,000 fine per patient, to actually assist the person to deal with those questions, for example, consistent with their faith, or if someone wants to have to get rid of unwanted attractions of the same sex. It makes it illegal to do so in that relationship.
We're just looking for 50 New Yorkers to become partners with ADF this month. And the phone number is 800-569-1559. It's just a one-time gift of $100 that we're looking for right now. But it will help protect and preserve the freedoms that you need and that your children and grandchildren are going to need. David, talk to me a little bit about, and that phone number again is 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559. Talk to me again a little bit about the success rate that ADF has. You guys really do take on tough cases, but you win an awful lot of them.
We do, and if anybody looks at the culture that's going on out there and then the battles that are happening from coast to coast, you know, one of the main themes that we look at is, are people free to engage in speech and practice a living, whatever their desired field is, without the government coming in and imposing their views on them? And again, you know, we change politicians and we change administrations, but the principles of the Constitution shouldn't change with that. So today your view may be popular. In a few years from now, it may not be. But what we want to do is guard against whoever new coming in says, well, we you're thinking wrong now, and so now you have to correct that on pains of government fines. And that's one of the reasons why we do what we do. And so people always talk about, as you mentioned before, well, you believe a certain way or you think a certain way, but what we fight for protects everyone. And again, whether you're a person of faith or not, if there's no free speech and no religious freedom, that goes across the board to everyone. And so that's one of the reasons why, you know, we jump into these cases in the different areas throughout the country, because it's important for all of us as Americans to make sure that the government doesn't get involved in what our, you know, goals are, or what our you know, how we choose to live in our practice or
yeah.
in our field.
Well, and friends, if you're thinking about this, maybe you've seen it. Maybe you know of people that have had their small business interfered with from a state or local municipality or the federal government on some level. And you've seen and said, you know, it's not right. They shouldn't have the ability to just come in and mess with somebody in that way. Alliance Defending Freedom is standing watch 24/7. They are there. They are at the ready. 800-569-1559. But we need to help them. This is how the and talk about the importance, David, of the fact that you do it pro bono. And none of even though you're all really, really highly decorated lawyers and you've argued before the Supreme Court and have a, you know, a pretty healthy pedigree. This is something that really is a labor of love for every one of you that are part of ADF.
It is. And as you mentioned, we don't charge any of our clients. It's completely free of charge. And, you know, some of these cases you mentioned, you know, we've gone up to the Supreme Court. One specific case, and we have hundreds of cases, but one case can cost from $1 million to $2 million. And that's, you know, they can take 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 years to go through, you know, the appellate court system. And so it's one of those things, and that's why we were mentioning before, your typical person who's getting bullied by the government doesn't have the ability to fight back in most instances, because who can hire a lawyer and pay them $1 million or $2 million to fight against the government? And yet that's what it takes to go through. And of course, we have tons of these cases all over the place. And that's why it's important for people to support the work, is because we come alongside everyday citizens who say, you know what, I think the government has gone too far. Here I am trying to run my business, whatever it happens to be. I'm a florist, I'm a photographer, I'm a counselor. And now the government wants to get involved in what's privileged under most states, where it's protected. You know, we hear about the patient counselor privilege and you can't disclose those things happening. But now you have the government reaching into that relationship saying, well, not only are we going to get involved here, we're going to tell you what you can and cannot say. And the only thing you can say is what we officially agree with and nothing else.
Yeah. Friends, we need ADF. ADF is a barrier against government overreach in the very real marketplace. 800-569-1559. We need 50 people over the course of this month to step up and say, I'm going to give a one-time gift of $100 to help keep those fighting the good fight for us at ADF in the game and ready to go. You can also give online if you go to AM970 The Answer. That's one of my flagship stations here in New York. Go to that radio station and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the top. But it's easiest to just put this number in your smartphone, 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559. I always say this, you may not ever realize that you need ADF until that moment arrives. Your rights, you may think, are just fine, they're just protected fine. But someday, they may come for you. And when you need that help, ADF will be there. But we need to make sure that they are there for that next round of whatever rights are infringed upon, be it the First Amendment or the right to religious belief or assembly, etc. 800-569-1559. David Kortman, Senior Counsel, Vice President of U.S. Litigation. Thanks for being with us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
800-569-1559. Kevin McCullough returns momentarily.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Partly sunny skies. It's 78 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, President Trump is sharing details about his last-minute decision to call off U.S. airstrikes against Iran. During an interview for NBC's Meet the Press, the president said a plan was, quote, ready to go, adding that he pulled back after being told as many as 150 Iranians may be killed by the retaliatory strikes. The full interview airs Sunday morning. Today marks 4 weeks since the disappearance of a new Canaan, Connecticut mother of five, and officials continue to search a trash Energy facility in Hartford. Scott Pringle with more.
Investigators have been sifting through mountains of shredded garbage and using cadaver dogs to find possible human remains of Jennifer Dulos. State official Brian Foley.
They worked really hard in this trash plant in horrible circumstances in the heat. And I would say every one of those investigators, based on the investigation, would say their efforts are worth it.
Dulos' estranged husband is charged in the case. Video shows him dropping off garbage bags into numerous trash bins right after Jennifer's disappearance. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, Connecticut.
And in Queens, we got a tie game at the top of the seventh. The Cubs and the Mets are tied at four apiece. A little later on tonight in the Bronx, the Yankees take on the Houston Astros. Checking traffic, the accident on the Staten Island Expressway westbound at Slauson Avenue is gone. Still have delays through the area. Stall on the BQE northbound at Guinness-Humboldt Street blocks a lane. An accident on the BQE southbound at the Prospect Expressway blocks the right lane. Inbound George 20 for the upper 10 at the lower. The inbound Lincoln 20 minutes is stalled. Bus blocks the left lane. The outbound Lincoln is 30. Inbound Holland 10, outbound Holland 40. On and off delays on the Parkway southbound, 163 to 123. Then from the Asbury Tolls to 82. Crash toll is 80 eastbound. Shutdown exit 28 to 30. Your forecast finally becoming clear. The overnight low tonight, 62 degrees. Saturday, sunny and 80. Sunday, sunny and 83. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
When it comes to protecting your family, home, or business, you need a name you can trust. You need us, Honig Conti Perino Insurance, in Manhattan since 1902. We're family-owned, experienced, and credible. We believe in a face-to-face, roll-up-your-sleeves approach. Our clients receive individual and personal care. Honig Conti Perino, the name to trust. Call 212-777-7113 or honigconti.com. HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conti Perino, not just providing insurance, but insurance guidance.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My privilege to be in partnership with Alliance Defending Freedom. They're on the front lines fighting for your right to freely live out your convictions and your First Amendment rights every day. Bob Trent has more with this week's Freedom Minute.
Since 1973, when the Supreme Court declared abortion a constitutional right, the nation has been embroiled in the repercussions of what this ruling means for pro-life speech, taxpayer-funded abortions, freedom of conscience for doctors and nurses, and more. Hi, I'm Bob Trent, and this is your Freedom Minute. In the decades since Roe v. Wade, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending sidewalk counselors, pro-life university students, pregnancy centers, medical professionals, and churches, all of whom have landed in the line of fire as religious convictions conflict with the pro-abortion lobby. Recent abortion extremism in states like New York and Virginia have escalated the debate even further. Would you help us to protect your freedom to defend life at all ages and at any stage? Visit yourfreedomfund.org. That's yourfreedomfund.org.
If you'd like to give to the Freedom Fund to help defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight these critical court battles pro bono for the people that are attacked, please call 800-569-1559. That's 800-569-1559. Or visit the website am970theanswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at am970theanswer.com.
Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I sure wish we were past this point, but a huge ruling today at the Supreme Court, and my next guest from the Alliance Defending Freedom telling me that they had a stake in this case, as I think do all good Americans. Welcome to the Defense of Freedom Month. Kevin McCullough continuing to make the case that we want you to be involved, and we want you to stand with our partners at Alliance Defending Freedom, because as my intro said right there, they are going into the courtrooms, and they are fighting for people to make sure that the First Amendment is protected, that your right to religious expression is protected, and that the Constitution is upheld when these municipalities and states and special interest liberal groups try to shut people down in those arenas. And we're asking you to stand with them. 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559. You can also make a donation by going to am970theanswer.com. But they take every case they take pro bono. And that is how so many of these folks that would never be able to afford this kind of representation are able to see these rights protected. Matt Sharp is a counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. And in fact, he directs the Center for Legislative Advocacy, and he is a very busy guy. Matt, it has to be good news to see the Supreme Court come down 7-2 today in favor of the cross.
Absolutely. We were really happy to see that. We had filed an amicus brief on behalf of several veterans organizations representing thousands of individuals, the very individuals who are often honored by memorials like this. And so we were happy to see that these individuals who had given everything to serve their country, that these memorials recognizing their sacrifice were going to be upheld, and for the court to reject this idea that because someone is offended by these, that that's the basis to take down this cross.
This cross stood since what, World War One?
Yeah, that's right.
And the argument that the other side was making was what? Why were they saying it should be torn down? Because it caused people PTSD to see a religious symbol in public or something?
Yeah, it's this whole idea that because for the cross does have some, you know, religious significance for some people of faith, that they say, well, the only proper understanding of that cross must be to promote Christianity and to elevate it above other religions. But we know that that's nonsense. There are crosses like this across the country, across the world, that are all specifically there to recognize the sacrifices of brave men and women
right.
who have given everything that they have to serve our country. And so this whole idea that simply because a cross or other religious symbol can take on an additional meaning to represent the service of our fallen soldiers is complete nonsense. And so we were happy to see the court reject that terrible idea.
Matt Sharp is senior counsel and the director of the Center for Legislative Advocacy at Alliance Defending Freedom. And Matt, we're asking people to proactively step into a partnership with Alliance Defending Freedom. We're asking for 50 people to give a one-time gift of $100. But what do those gifts help do when they give them to ADF?
Yeah, they go for a variety of things, from helping us draft this brief on behalf of these veterans to helping defend religious liberty, sanctity of life, and a variety of other circumstances. One going on not too far from you guys is a group of girls who have filed a complaint with the U.S. government because they have been denied equal opportunities when it comes to sports and athletics, specifically being forced to compete against boys in athletics and denied the opportunity to excel using their God-given talents.
Yeah. We just touched on that case a little bit yesterday. It's so bizarre, Matt, to think that, you know, and I've got a young daughter. I don't want her competing with or against boys down the road. I don't want them in her locker room. I don't want them hitting her on the soccer field. I don't want any of that stuff going on. But it takes a group like Alliance Defending Freedom really clarifying it, almost at times the definitions of words to get the courts to rule the right way, does it not?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. In fact, a lot of this insanity that's going on with female athletes in sports is because of this effort to redefine what the term sex means. Rather than it being there's males and there's females, it now means whatever you want it to mean. And as a result, you end up with Selena, our client that we're representing in this, being denied a spot in the regional championships because a guy took her spot.
Yeah.
It means that the 10 state records that had been set by 10 different girls were now held by a single guy that had just in the past year had come to steal all of those records away from girls. All of that results from this insanity of redefining sex.
Yeah, it took 20 years for those original 10 records to be established, and this very mediocre male track athlete who did not do well in the male division did not change his biology or his anatomy and competed in the female division, said I identify as a woman, and shattered all those records. I can't imagine the heartbreak. But friends, this, you're listening, this is why we need Matt in the courtroom fighting for a little young woman like Celine. And that's what they're doing. So become a partner with ADF today. It is very simple to do. Just call 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, or go to am970theanswer.com and click on the ADF banner as we defend freedom all month long. Matt Sharp, thank you for the good work. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, it's a Wellness Thursday with Dr. Douglas Howard. Don't go away.
Larry Elder isn't surprised the Democrats don't like the president's deal with Mexico.
Even CNN said that Trump got almost everything he wanted from Mexico in the agreement. Now, were Democrats happy that tariffs were not imposed and that this threat to our economy has been averted and that possibly the 100,000 or so illegal aliens across the border last month, that number will go down? Not exactly.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
The Stand With Israel tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more. All in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am970theanswer.com.
New message.
Your social security number has been suspended. If you do not contact us, your account will be deactivated.
Scammers are aggressive when they contact a potential victim. Social Security Administration employees will never threaten you for information or promise benefits in exchange for information. In those cases, the call is fraudulent and you should just hang up. Don't provide any personal or financial information to these thieves. Call the Social Security Fraud Hotline at 1-800-269-0271.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to create a new entity within the Federal Reserve that exists for one reason, to seize portions of your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, basically anything that's electronically trackable. Yeah, I said your 401k, your IRA, and your bank accounts. Sounds scary? It is. Yet this has already been done in 8 countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts about what we're talking about when we refer to the bail-in. Get the white paper, the coming bail-in, and see how all of this was set up to help manage the out-of-control national debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds, at least a portion of them, into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, you'll have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, Landmark Capital, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or visit landmarkgold.com.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
What drives a business? Construction and real estate. Get the inside story from the experts on planning, engineering, government relations, and more. Don't miss Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute, Saturday night at 7:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
The biggest threat to you in this country today is cyber attack. And no one knows it better than Dr. Eric Cole, former special agent for the CIA and CEO of Secure Anchor. Through Secure Anchor, Dr. Cole protects major companies and individuals from cyber breach. And now he's going to prepare you for any attack and raise the alarm to our government that they need to act. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 on AM 970 The Answer for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole and learn how to prevent and prepare for the inevitable.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Glad to be back in studio today after a crazy day on location with the president's rally yesterday. And just, I don't know, seeing a different side of America than what we see in New York a lot of times. And glad to see it. I was glad to see that Susanna Hoffman in The Federalist this morning wrote about the story of Selena Sewell. This is a young girl that you may remember, Kelsey Bowler, who you hear on the show all the time, had highlighted in a recent video report that she did for the Heritage Foundation, the Daily Signal. But the story of what's happening to Selena, I am so discouraged about this. And, you know, I've got a baby daughter. She's only 4, going on 40 now. But she's going to be of that age where she's going to want to try to accomplish things. She's going to want to try to make her way in the world. And what I am watching happen to the freedoms and the hard-earned rights of women in America today is they're just being evaporated. And I am not happy about it. I'm very encouraged to see Selena step up and to talk about what's going on with her. But friends, this is one of those very areas that we need the Alliance Defending Freedom coming to the aid of someone that is too insignificant, at least in the legal system and in the marketplace, to be able to fend for her own defense. Denise Harley is legal counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. She's a member of the Center for Life. She focuses on litigation of the First Amendment, pro-life, healthcare professionals, etc. But Denise, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. We've had you on a couple of times in the last couple of months, and I appreciate your work and I appreciate you being with us.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Let's talk about what makes Selena's case specifically unique.
Sure. Well, girls like Selena deserve to compete on a level playing field, and forcing female athletes to compete against biological males isn't fair. It destroys their opportunities. And that's what happened to Selena. Selena came in 8th place. At the top 6 qualifiers would have gone on to the next level.
Yeah, let's back up just a touch. Let's back up a touch. So she's a high school track athlete. And
she's a high school track athlete.
And she's pretty gifted. She's pretty fast for the women's division.
She's worked very hard. As many of these female athletes have, she's trained for years and years. This is her passion. This is her dream. And she's very, very good. She would have qualified for the regionals, which is a significant accomplishment because that's where the college recruiters are, potential college scholarships and all sorts of other opportunities. But instead, 2 boys decided to enter the girls' division saying they identified as girls. And they, of course, came in 1st and 2nd. So that displaced Selena so that she was no longer able to go on to the regionals.
Because only the top 6 can go, and she came in 8th with those 2 boys, biological males, in the field.
That's right.
And if I remember correctly, one of the boys actually shattered like 10 state records this year that had taken some 20 years for the women's division of high school athletics in Connecticut to develop.
Oh, exactly. In the span of one season, one Connecticut boy now holds more than 10 records that 10 different girls had set over the course of about 20 years. And that just shows how unfair this is. Boys are always going to have physical advantages over girls.
Denise, let's talk about this from a pragmatic standpoint. Why aren't the National Organization of Women and Planned Parenthood and the ACLU and all the other people, the normal actors that are always screaming about women's rights, how come none of them have come to the aid of not just Selena, but of any of the girls being victimized in this kind of activity across the country?
That's a great question. Women have fought long and hard to earn equal opportunities in things like athletics. And in fact, Title IX was designed to eliminate discrimination against women and to provide them with equal opportunities. And so this is taking a huge step backwards instead of moving forward. And so Title IX is the basis for the complaint that we've filed to have the federal government step in, investigate this, and to set the playing field back to a level.
Is there anything else going on here? Is there a Is there an unwillingness even by those women's groups to acknowledge, I don't know, something greater like a moral law or a God or something like that in the equation? Do you think that there's a fear that because that might be where the natural thought process leads, then we have to just let these women be taken advantage of in this way?
Well, I think the issue about gender identity and transgender is so confusing and so hot button that we seem to lose the ability to have an honest discussion, and we suddenly don't see, like you said, women's groups standing up to defend women. Because what happens is for every boy on the podium, that's one less young woman being able to achieve her dreams and to place in an area that she's worked so hard in.
Now, if I understand Selena's story correctly, she has taken some pushback for speaking out. She was the only woman that was competing in these Connecticut track situations that was willing to come on record and speak out. What is the price pay? What kind of price has she paid so far?
That's right. Selena has received a very negative reaction from her coach, from administrators at her school, including the principal, has experienced a lot of retaliation. And that's why we unfortunately have had to go to the next level and have the Department of Education, Office of Civil Rights of the federal government, come in and make things right, because Title IX is very clear that girls get to have equal opportunities to pursue their dreams.
Well, let's talk about what they can do. What can the Department of Education, Office for Civil Rights accomplish? What's the role they play?
Well, they will investigate, and they can make a finding that the Connecticut Athletic Association is in fact violating equal rights under Title IX. And so that will set a tone, which we would hope that the Athletic Association would immediately change the policy and affirm the women's rights. And then, of course, hopefully we would see that nationwide, that some of these states that have gone off the rails will come back and observe Title IX obligations under the law.
Yeah. Friends, if you want more information about this case, Denise Harley is legal counsel at Alliance Defending Freedom, and they have taken the case pro bono, as always. Selena Sewell couldn't afford constitutional Supreme Court-level attorneys to fight her case, and it may have to go to the Supreme Court. That's what you're helping make happen when you become an ADF partner. 800-569-1559. We need 47 more partners in the New York tri-state area for ADF this year. Denise Harley, thank you so much for being here. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
AM 97, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. So I got to tell you how it happened. Last Friday, I was down in Atlantic City. This week, I had to turn around and go to Orlando. I don't do well travel-wise. It always is, in the past, has like affected my immune system. Like, it wears me down, the travel, the hours, the extra work, all that stuff. And I usually start to get the, you know, little sniffles. I got to tell you, this last week, I sailed through what was a very hard travel cycle, up at 2 a.m., 2 days back-to-back, going two different directions. And I didn't miss a beat. And I give 100% of the credit to it, to balance of nature. Normally, I'm taking the three fruits and three veggies every day. That gives me 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables just on a normal basis. But I upped that dosage to 10 of each day. And I'm telling you, I had more energy. I got through those days and I didn't get sick. That's the cool thing about balance of nature. You're helping your immune system overcome whatever it faces. And right now you need to try it, because if you're struggling with allergies or colds or all that stuff, you got to give balance of nature a try. If you want to see your skin look better, you got to give balance of nature a try. If you just want more energy when you're normally run down, you need to give balance of nature a try. And for right now, you can get 30% off and free shipping if you just call. So call now. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Now, whether you call or whether you go online, you need to use the promo code. So again, call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Now, here's that promo code, The Answer.
This weekend on Champions of Justice, the manufacturers of Fenfen, Vioxx, Resilin, Avandia, Firestone Tires, and Talc hate our guest, but we think you'll love him. He's Richard Meadow, a passionate protector of your health and well-being. Tom Girardi talks with him about what's going on between drug companies and physicians, and what information you should have access to about your doctor.
Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your healthcare. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970 The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough saying thank you. You know, it's these stories that we've been telling you this hour really do matter. That a psychiatrist is being prevented from practicing the best practices for his patients here in New York City is a travesty. And because there are people trying to prevent him from doing it just because they don't like what he says is wrong. That's morally wrong. And it hurts his patients long term. Just yesterday, the Memorial Cross in Washington, D.C., the veterans that are represented that means so much to. And yet these sacred cow liberal progressive organizations trying to get rid of it just because they feel like it has some sort of religious significance, and they can't stand to let people say things that they actually believe. And then, of course, this last story of these girls in Connecticut where they're literally being beaten for scholarships and places in state finals and so forth by men running in the women's division. Friends, who's speaking up for those First Amendment and individual liberty issues? The Alliance Defending Freedom. We need your help. We need to have an army of ADF partners here in the New York tri-state area that say, I'm not going to let those things continue to happen. Instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to become a partner with ADF. I'm going to get their newsletter. I'm going to stay up to date. We're going to fight back because we cannot be just railroaded into giving up our liberties. It's not right. 800-569-1559. Now, a whole bunch of you joined yesterday, and I want to say thank you to those of you that have become those partners. We still have room for about 40 partners to jump on board with us. 800-569-1559. A one-time gift of $100 will help preserve these liberties for you, for your children, for your grandchildren. It'll help the girls in Connecticut not be run out of their potential by guys. I would think the feminist groups would be all over this. No, they're not. Alliance Defending Freedom is the one that's defending these girls. 800-569-1559. Be as generous as you can, but give at least a $100 gift and become a partner to ADF because it matters in this Freedom Defense Month. 800-569-1559. 800-569-1559. You can also just give a gift online by going to AM970 The Answer and clicking on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the top of the page. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you Monday.